Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. With Halloween just around the corner, it's the perfect time to explore the darker side of Sacramento history. Our city is known for its rich past, but not all of it is paved with gold. Beneath the surface lies a trove of creepy tales, haunted sites, and restless spirits that make Sacramento a spectral sanctuary of supernatural intrigue. Today, we're diving into that phantasmic world with Sacramento Ghosts, part of U.S. Ghost Adventures, which expanded its tours here a couple years ago. Their popular Gunslingers and Ghouls tour takes willing participants through iconic haunted sites, including the Delta King and the Sacramento History Museum. The tours are guided by expert storytellers who breathe life into the tales of the dead and restless. We're joined now by three of Sacramento's ghost guides, Lydia Gerzon, Gabby Armstrong, and Alexis Rewalt. Lydia, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Gabby, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Alexis, great to meet you.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Lydia, let's start with you. What's the scariest thing about Sacramento?
The ghosts in general, the fact that there's so much rich history and many devastating things have happened there, and you never know what is right there next to you that you can't see.
Gabby, can you tell us a little bit more about devastating things that have occurred?
So we've suffered quite a few catastrophes, at least in ye olden times, as I call them. We've had a flood as well as a fire. We had the cholera epidemic of 1960, which actually took out about 1,000 people from the city. And allegedly are right under Broadway if you happen to be driving in front of the cemetery. So we've also had a good handful, a surprising handful of murderers in the city. So there's quite a few that we talk about on the tour as well as the extended tour.
That sounds exciting. Alexis, could you share one of the more frightening stories associated with your tours?
I would say one of the more frightening stories I would have to say would be when we talk about the tunnels. We don't actually go into the tunnels, as we do say that that is an exclusive of the Sacramento History Museum. But when we talk about the tunnels, there is a legend of a rat-human hybrid that is dozens of rats intertwined for so long that their minds and bodies have come into one, and legend says that it knows how to speak. So that, to me, personally, would be one of the more frightening things on the tour. I would have to say so myself.
How long have you been a tour guide?
I've been a tour guide since I gave my first unsupervised tour in January.
Okay. And what about the rest of you? How long have you worked with U.S. Ghosts?
Last December.
I'm the greenest. I've only been doing it for about 2 or 3 months.
Oh, great. Okay. So all relatively new. I want to hear a little bit more about the organization. Maybe Alexis, what can you tell us about Sacramento Ghosts?
Sacramento Ghosts, I do have to say, there's so much diverse, like different things that have gone on and different stories of tragic happenings and tragic deaths that have gone on. And that it was, personally to me, it was amazing to find out that the place I had lived in for so long had all of this deep history and all of these different things that have gone on that I didn't even know about when I would be walking around Old Sacramento. I would be walking around Old Sacramento a few years ago and I would have no idea that there was anything to do with any of this history. So I think Sacramento Ghosts, it really has something to do with giving people not only spooky stories and, you know, something to, you know, bring home, but also like a deep history about the place that they live or the place that they're visiting. So I think that that also is a really great thing to bring to people.
And how did you come to work with the organization? Did you go on a tour and just, did it open up something, or was this an area of interest before?
This was an area of interest before. I actually, I had visited a few times Zach Bagans' Haunted Museum in Las Vegas. And so I was looking for work and I saw ghost tours and I was like, this is right up my alley. Like, this is right. This is my thing. Totally 100%. And so I had put in my application for it, and actually October 12th that had just passed was my actually anniversary for putting in my application for the job. But I then did an audition for the Lizzie Borden house, because you had to do an audition for it and I had to record it. Took multiple takes. I practiced it with my family, tried to memorize it as best as I could. Changed it around a little bit so it wasn't exactly the way it was, but I put my own spin on it, added a little bit of humor. And they said that they loved my audition and would like me to move forward. And then that's what started the shadow tour, which is when I went on a tour with a guide, and I took the tour myself. And then we went on a practice tour, which was just me one-on-one with a guide, where I actually, I gave the tour, but just to the guide as a guest. And then the supervised tour, which was the last step, which was giving the tour as the guide, but with the guide there as an extra guide, like kind of supervising the whole tour. And then once you complete all those steps, then you're finalized to give your own unsupervised tours. And that was pretty much the whole experience. But it was definitely a changing thing for me as far as being able to talk in front of people and stuff like that. It was definitely an opening experience.
Well, that's cool. That sounds like a cool ramp up. Lydia, who are some of the spirits said to haunt Sacramento? Do you have a favorite you can tell us about?
I like the ones from the Eagle Theater. They seem to actually really be welcoming to us and happy that we talk about them. I get that energy when we're near the theater. There's so many. The Delta King is crawling with spirits. And then spirits do tend to attach themselves to not only people, but objects. So think about all the things that are in the Sacramento History Museum. There's also Fanny Ann's that is full of old objects. So who knows what all is running around in there. As far as a favorite, I guess really just the welcoming feeling that I get from the Eagle Theater.
What's that?
Oh, the Eagle Theater. It was actually California's oldest theater because it was built as a theater in 1848. It was destroyed by a flood after a few months. It was rebuilt in 1974 for the park. And there are definitely more than one spirit. There are quite a few there that the spirits seem to me as if they're looking over the theater. They're still looking after it. Maybe they're former directors or managers. And they're still taking care of it. And they're very glad that we come along. And I have noticed the longer I do the tours, the more activity I actually notice. It seems as if they are glad. I think that because we do those tours, that it is bringing more of the spirits out because they know that we're there, we're interested, our tours are interested. So they're starting to come around more.
And you're becoming more intuitive to
Definitely.
What's around you.
Yes.
And tell me about the Delta King. You mentioned that. What's going on there?
So the Delta King, it used to go up and down the river back and forth between San Francisco to Sacramento for about 14 years, from 1927 until 1941. And I've done my own research. I have read about people who fell overboard. Their bodies were retrieved from the river. They still had their room key in their pocket. There have been several sightings of apparitions there. Also, cold spots, hot spots, a lot going on all over the ship. I've met people that have worked there or who have been a guest, and they have seen these apparitions.
Gabby, I'm curious, what kind of paranormal activity have people reported during the tours? Any spooky encounters?
I personally haven't, but Lydia, I was showing people in the lobby, Lydia has received a photo from one of her guests that depicts about 2 to 3 spirits over by the History Museum. That tends to be the area with the most activity. It's very hit or miss on if the EMF readers are going to detect anything. I warn people that.
EMF reader. Can you explain that to our listeners?
So an EMF reader is going to be a little thing, looks like a remote or a stud finder. And whenever there's some electromagnetic activity, it'll detect it and it'll start setting off a small radar. Goes from green to red. Green is the least, red is the most. And so when you're walking around, people will be waving it around. And at the History Museum, as well as in the alleyway, because the alleyway was an excavated area for the park. So that is where the original Sacramento would have laid. That area seems to have the most EMF activity, as well as the old schoolhouse. People say that there's like a fog that hangs out by the tree in the yard. However, the most activity that I've gotten on the EMF reader is actually by the swings, which presumably is where most of the children would have gone. That's where I would have gone as a kid all the time, as well as the rose bushes. Presumably there would have been some bushes over there as well that the kids would most likely be hiding in and shaking all sorts of child things.
That's pretty eerie. I think I'm getting goosebumps. Alexis, how do you cater the experience for both skeptics and believers in the paranormal?
I think I cater the experience because, one, I'm open to all different type of mindsets. I'm not completely closed off if you do come in not totally believing in ghosts. I've had all types of guests on the tours, people who didn't at all believe, because I like to start the tours off with a poll asking how many people believe in ghosts, if they've ever experienced a ghostly experience. And sometimes everybody raises their hand, sometimes almost nobody raises their hand. And I keep an open mind because I know some people myself who are like that, and I think it's totally okay, because regardless, it has a lot to do with the history. It's not just ghostly stories. It really is stuff that genuinely happened, and it just is, their spirits still lingering around. And like Lydia said, I do believe that when the more that we do the tours, the more we spread the stories, like we say in the extended tour, the more that the stories are spread around and the people on the tour spread them to their friends and family, their stories are being able to be told and they are more present. So the more times we do the tour, that they are more present on there. And catering to both of them, you know, when people use the EMF detectors, that really does show a lot, like especially around the Sacramento History Museum, it shows a lot of activity. And I've had I've even taken a picture myself over there that's shown some pretty creepy stuff. So
sounds pretty spooky. And I appreciate all of you coming in. Alexis, Gabby, Lydia, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for thank having you. Us.
Thank you so much.
Come on a tour.
And happy Halloween.
Oh, thank you. And
happy
you as well.
Halloween.
That was Lydia Garzon, Gabby Armstrong, and Alexis Rewalt with Sacramento Ghosts, part of U.S. Ghost Adventures. Tours are happening nightly, and you can learn more at our website. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday.